Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Summon my intellect and try to break down the establishment's attempt to construct an artificial environment for humans to not just take control of our evolution, but to end the species as it exists. It's beyond any science fiction movie you can imagine, beyond any science horror you could ever read. It's beyond H.P. Lovecraft's Color Out of Space, and I'm going to do my best breaking it down in the next two segments before Norm Pattis comes in the studio with us. And then obviously there's all the other incredible news. We predicted they'd kill Epstein in jail, or they'd say he died. We predicted that all the cameras would be malfunctioned, and they did in two different events. And we even said that they would then go, oh, maybe we found it, maybe we didn't, and then finally say it's just erased. Well, they did that last night. It's just these people are very predictable, and it's only our childlike following what they say that's gotten us in trouble. Most people aren't bad and corrupt. Most people in government aren't bad, but the corrupt people in history have periods where they get control, and then you have reigns of terror. Well, we can bypass all that if we just have a big awakening, and if people that work for Google and the system don't just gleefully go along with all the censorship and believe you're part of some ruling class and you're doing it for the betterment of society and I'm the bad guy. And then everybody that opposes you are the bad guys, because that's just not true. You work for the bad guys if you're part of the establishment and you're aiding them in what they're doing. Now, I want to play this special report because it's so important to know just how serious the globalists are and how they want to start a civil war. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time.
Which, by the way, that's what people like me think you're going to do.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Taking a look at those headlines. Democrats unanimously agree at the highest levels for a national gun confiscation plan. It's just incredible. It almost makes me speechless. And then they openly are saying pedophilia is a good thing. And I've got articles right here where they're trying to ban single-family homes. All of it is right there. Hey, guys, will you bring me that article in about the ban in the single homes? Because I wanted that yesterday and I wanted it today. Maybe it's here. But but I don't have it. I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. And when I get back, I'm going to lay out the technocracy and what we're dealing with and how we can stop it. And that's what that comes down to. But I'm going to codify all this and really put it together for you and then lay it all out for you. Because this stuff all ties together. And it's all part of a larger agenda. And when you know what the agenda is, then we can stop it. Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer. You've seen him all over the national news continually. He's going to be in studio with us to talk about the waterfront coming up as well. And then we have another special guest joining us in the third hour. But right now, I'd like to air clip one, if we may, because this goes to the heart of everything we're dealing with, everything we're facing as a society and as a culture. And then I'll get to the technocracy. It's not the crew's fault. We were coming in the break. I was loaded for bear. I don't write notes for these type of things. I load it into my conscious mind, and then I've got a trajectory to go on, or I'll get caught in little eddy pools, and I see the headline about the National Gun Confiscation Plan up at the start of the segment, and then I need that article. It's like, there's some reason this article, I'm unable to get it. It was on Infowars.com yesterday, and I needed that for the presentation. So I'm going to go get it, and then I'm going to be back as best I can. But I'm not covering this Joe Rogan thing because I'm in the middle of it. If you understand this with Joe Rogan, then you understand it all, because this is what the system is doing. And if they're doing it to Joe Rogan, they're going to do it to you. They're doing it to everybody. But whatever is the knowledge of the crowd, whatever the people, want is what the system is trying to block, which, again, at a fundamental level, shows how anti-human this entire agenda is. So here's the report I followed last night.
Back in 2019, Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, told Congress while I was in the committee room that they've never gamed or rigged any search result in the history of Google. That's like saying the sun has never set or never risen over the planet Earth. It was a spectacular, bald-faced lie, an exercise in complete deception. And now here we are, a year later, and the number one podcast of 2019 was my appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience. In fact, it's the number one long-form podcast in YouTube history. And as soon as all these news articles were written about it being the number one podcast, what did Google do? They delisted it out of the Joe Rogan directory of most viewed. Imagine if somebody won a race car race, so they just said, well, we're going to take them out of the pole position. We're going to take them out of the checkered flag. We're going to say that they never won. That's beyond what the Soviets would do when they would kill somebody who was in the Soviet government of Lenin or Stalin, and they would airbrush their photo out of subsequent publications and newspapers. This is being done in real time by AI. It's being done across the board, and it's gaming elections, like Professor Robert Epstein has exposed. And simply by omitting results, Google, who is responsible now for over 90% of all internet queries for searches, can completely distort reality and manipulate minds. And when you look at what Google and its subdivision, YouTube, are doing, is they're particularly suppressing any information about Epstein and the Clintons and the sex trafficking and DynCorp and all of that information that's now coming out in the mainstream that we covered years ago. And so it is a badge of honor to be censored by these individuals, but the arrogance of corporate America to work in unison. It's not just Google doing it. Apple, when we had the number one news app 2 years ago, banned us. Number one in news. And they said, oh, it's curation. The public can't have this information. And again, that's exactly what Professor Robert Epstein has exposed. And we're seeing the 2020 election be stolen, be gamed right in front of us. And it's one of Trump's greatest failures in not taking action. And so if Joe Rogan doesn't respond to this, if the internet doesn't get upset about this, it's another test that we fail. And they won't just be delisting and shadow banning interviews. They'll be completely taking them down because they're popular, because the people resonate with them, and because they're awakening humanity, not because they're lies or fake news. And now we see comedians roasting Hollywood, the Golden Globes, and telling them, you're a bunch of perverts and pedophiles. And the comedian saying that gets more views than the entire Golden Globes alone on YouTube. And so the establishment knows the truth, and challenging the establishment is popular. That's why they're working so hard to suppress it. But that's why we built Band.video. That's why we built NewsWars.com. That's why we've supported other sites out there that are telling the truth, so we have our own independent systems to challenge the censorship and the authoritarianism and the establishment narrative. But at the same time, they're working around the clock to actually shut us down and not even let us have access to the internet, not even let us have servers. Because obviously that's going to be the next level of the tyranny, is physically removing our existence off even the darker corners or more hidden areas of the internet. I know that Joe was under tremendous pressure not to have me on after my first podcast visit was one of the biggest he ever did, where we exposed in 2017 Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings. So Joe had a lot of courage in 2019 to have me on. But now more than ever, whether he likes it or not, he's been drafted into this conflict. And if he chooses to take that commission and stand up as an officer for liberty and freedom and be a modern Paul Revere, Joe Rogan could change the world more than he's even done already. But regardless of what decision Joe Rogan makes, it's up to all of us to make the right decision. I know I've made the right decision. I bet on humanity. So they are delisting it off of iTunes. They're delisting it off of Google, and they usually do that shadow ban before taking it down completely.
because they just can't have something be number one. 40-something million views if you added the different videos together, just in that interview, just on YouTube. And then it's been number one in long form there on iTunes. And so imagine that. Oh, a book's the number one seller, so we won't let you buy it or read it. Well, that's a bookstore's choice not to sell it, right? But see, this is Joe Rogan. This is someone with a guest on. This is something that happened. This is something that was popular. This is something that's number one. And they're saying, no, 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 you can't have that. That's mind control. That's so dangerous on so many fronts. Oh, build your own YouTube. Well, we have. It's called Band.Video. We don't have $700 million like Google. We don't even have $500,000 extra dollars. We don't have a trillion like Apple or slave factories in China. And I'm not gay and really skinny with bug eyes. So it's okay if Tim Cook owns and runs the worst slave factories on earth because he's gay. So it's okay. All right. You can find the Band interview at Infowars.com right now. And if they ban it off the internet, I'll post it at Band.Video unless Joe tells me he doesn't want me to. Stay with us. I'm going to break down the technocracy next.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this Friday, January 10th, 2020 edition. The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed at this point. That's what's happened. And I really want to try to break down the technocracy. I really want to lay down what their endgame plan is and what we need to do to fight it, but I'm just not able to at this point. I just, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and things, and it's nobody's fault. I just can't do it. So it's too important to, like I said earlier, I really and truly want to do heavily produced reports and that go into the numbers and the facts and the statements and that carve out each area of the overall program to show how it's being integrated together and then show how the technocrats, the social engineers, the mad scientists are admitting they're doing it. See, you have to understand, it's not just I'm up here saying they're doing all this, and then it's my opinion about why they're doing it or where it's taking us. It's all there. The geoengineering, the manipulation of the climate, the chemicals that are released on purpose to ravage life across the planet. And they're slowly killing the planet while they're telling you that it's going to die and that it's your fault and that humanity has to die to save the planet. So do you see how that logic and how that trick works? The humans are inherently bad. Humans are the reason the planet's dying. We need a global government to protect the planet. And then the engineers that are taking over the planet want to build a new planet where humans are extinct. And that remnants of what were humans supposedly merged with silicon to make this new life form. And then they themselves are systematically trying to heat the planet up with the terraforming. It's not geoengineering. Geoengineering is when you geoengineer for what you already have and what you want and what your species wants. Terraforming is when you take something that's inhospitable to you and you change it to be hospitable. And that's what's going on. And we're being terraformed. We're being changed, and it's not for the best. And everything being established is being set up to be artificial. Now, let's just take one little piece of the technocracy, and that's the internet. Developed in the 1960s as a plan to have every human monitored by central computer terminals and digital tablets that we would carry that would interface with those and track our every movement, and then it would also track what we do to add input to control through stimuli the mass of the population in a giant human-machine interface building the first artificially intelligent alien life form that is a symbiosis, in the paperwork, of humans and the machine interface by billions of humans interfacing into the nodes in real time with their eyes and ears and thoughts and ideas and hopes and dreams and data and input through AI, through all these other systems, through these filters, back out through satellites and surveillance cameras and smart dust and drones and 5G and cell towers, so that the AI can then absorb the human knowledge and then in the process make humans obsolete, stunted, stupid, alone. And then they'll be offered to, quote, transition out of the hell that they're creating for us into the supposed digital Eden of the new false dimension, silicon dimension they're creating, taking us with them into that dimension. And that's the simplest way to break that down. And that's what they admit it was set up for. You're always told it was set up to defeat the Russians in a nuclear war, so there'd still be communications and no way to cut off communications. That is not what it was set up for. That's what the Pentagon was told it was being set up for. Just like the Pentagon's going over to Microsoft Cloud. Oh, we don't trust Jeff Bezos. He's a big liberal, which he is, a leftist globalist, and a tax exempter that tells everybody else they need to have high taxes but him. But Bill Gates, of course, is the only one trusted to have the Pentagon's, all its secrets, all its interfaces, that the Pentagon won't control, but that Microsoft will and the AI will. Because Bill Gates' dad ran the eugenics Cold Springs Harbor program. He ran Planned Parenthood for the Rockefellers. He got IBM and the grants out of that to give Bill Gates his monopoly with Microsoft. That family is trusted science officers of this group. And I can talk for 10 hours about that alone and the eugenics and all the rest of it. And IBM and Thomas Watson and the Nazis and the whole plan, but IBM couldn't get around it because of monopoly, so they set up Microsoft and acted like, oh, we just gave Microsoft the software, didn't know how important that would be, and all this crap. And then all these mid-level hippies and programmers and people think they're building one thing for global peace and all the rest of it, and they're really building something completely different. And at the higher levels of government, they say, oh, it's a total surveillance grid. It interfaces with all human activity. It's going to create total peace on Earth. And we're going to know about all crime and all bad things, and we're going to be able to fix it all. But you notice everything gets worse and worse and worse. People have to work more and more and more. People are dumber and more alone. But, oh, we've got to build the giant total surveillance AI grid, because if we don't, the Chinese will, or somebody else will. We have to build it to be guardians of everything, like Johnny Depp and his Singularity movie, Transcendence, where he becomes the AI and is a benevolent dust that enters the atmosphere. Well, that's the actual admitted 30-year-ago DARPA plan, is to have smart dust in everything so every grain of sand has an IP address. But if you don't serve the globalists, and whatever it is they want you to do to stay in the matrix, because that's what they're building, is a third-dimensional matrix that swallows you up, then they'll deactivate your web address. And you'll be obsolete, and everyone will run from you, shunning you, and you will effectively not be able to take one step outside your front door, as the Chinese government said last year about what they're building with Google and Apple. And beta testing there already being rolled out here as well. Oh, let's make it about Alex Jones. Let's demonize him. He's warning about it. Then let's have people not stand up for him, and then we'll roll it out against everybody. And that's part one of what I'm going to be getting into and detailing and showing all the documentation about what they're doing, how they sell it to the general public, what the globalists are told it's for, and what it's really going to be. Because they're all of them deceived, just like the One Ring. Rings of power given out, but only to enslave those that have them. We'll be right back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2,
the products InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Fotis Doulos. You know, we've not talked a lot about that case. It's been one of the top murder cases of the last few years. It's, the media sometimes just chooses what they want to make the big murder case. If it's thousands of people found dead in graves over the Texas border in Mexico, women and children killed by the cartels, zero coverage. It'll just be barely mentioned. I guess 1% coverage. But if it's a white male who they think's killed a white woman, and it's I guess a way to demonize the idea of men and women together, I've just noticed they will hype it up. That's why people actually believe there's record numbers of police killing black people, even though it's very, very rare, and most of the shootings are justified. I'm not some brown noser of the police. I mean, almost all those big police shooting cases you've seen, it turns out the video gets released later and the person attacked them or had a gun. But why does the media and the Justice Department under Obama hype it? Because it's creating division. Well, guess what? I've got the lawyer right here, Norm Pattis, who's also my lawyer. One of the lawyers, you never see this happening. This is pretty dangerous. Not one of your lawyers, but one of your a defendant's lawyer, one of your client's lawyers, has been arrested for conspiracy. So this is getting really, really crazy. I hope you don't get arrested for conspiracy.
Yeah, me too. Well, I mean, we were shocked by that. We thought we had pretty good sources in the state police, and we did. But we got a call, I guess, what is it today? Friday, Tuesday morning, that there were warrants on the judge's desk, and there were three of them. And I'm like, three? You know, I wasn't surprised that Mr. Dulos was going to be arrested, or his girlfriend, Michelle Tricanas. But the lawyer did catch me by surprise. Reading the warrant, Alex, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that Mr. Mawhinney is going to be convicted. It struck me that they arrested him in an effort to try to turn him as a witness against Mr. Dulos.
Well, that's my question for you. Is you represent me in the Connecticut Sandy Hook situation, that they're trying to make my identity. I mean, on the night of the New Year, a week ago or so, now 10 days ago, wow,
yeah.
Every channel just had some minor court thing that blew it up, and again, trying to make that my identity. I barely even ever talked about it, but that's what they decided to counter Alex Jones and InfoWars with, is questioning public events and things that happen, or questioning Jussie Smollett, or people questioned whether the Iranian general was really killed at first. I mean, that's a normal thing to do, but they're trying to outlaw questioning things. But the way you've been death threatened for representing me and others, and the way people think that people don't have rights to a defense lawyer or a criminal lawyer or a First Amendment lawyer, even if I was guilty or someone else was, which I'm not, of what they're saying I've done, people have a right to that in our system. But this idea now of persecuting lawyers is really frightening.
It is and it isn't. I mean, the charges against Mr. Mawhinney in the Dulos case are unusual. Getting gassed for representing controversial people goes with the turf. So I'm not too put off by the number of threats we've received. In fact, it's kind of reassuring to get on email in the morning and have somebody tell me I'm a vicious piece of scum. Lets me know I'm doing my work. And as I say to people who do that all the time, I'm not going to pay the rent for the space I occupy in your head. Go tell it to somebody who cares.
But don't people get that it's our form of government, and it goes back to English common law. It's over 1,000 years old. And it's the best system in the world. It's not perfect. It's just there's 14% of people in a national poll think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
No.
That's real.
Is that really true?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you telling me it doesn't?
It doesn't.
Well, where does the strawberry milk come from then?
Strawberry cow.
Oh, the pink. I saw a pink cow. No wonder there are so few strawberry milk.
No, actually, strawberry milk comes from a mole rat.
Oh, all right.
Strawberry milk comes from the Young Turks host, Mamre Lance. Utters.
Yeah, here we go. Utterly ridiculous. Yeah. people don't
see CNN reporting on it.
People, I don't know if people don't get it or not. I think everybody hates a lawyer until you need one. Then when the lawyer is your last hope, you love your lawyer, but you hate the next guy. So it goes with the turf, you know.
So strawberry milk is strawberry added to milk, comes from the mammaries of bovine, and you're a famous defense lawyer, and that's an honorable good thing.
I hope so. My wife thinks so most days, and my clients think so most days.
Well, if we're not supposed to have defense in this country, I mean, who are we supposed to have defend us then? I mean,
well, we're not supposed to have a defense. The mob speaks, you know? I mean, there is no mob like a self-righteous mob. I've told you that before. And if you take a controversial stand and you get enough people who don't like it, you're in trouble. So, for example, in the Dulos case, how you open the case, why has this case captured the world's attention? It's because an upper-middle-class white woman is missing. And if she can't be safe and secure in a spectacular, luxurious home, what are the rest of us working so hard to accomplish for? So I think we all feel threatened when somebody living in paradise disappears. The level of interest in that case is overwhelming. The other day I walked out of court, there were easily 100-plus reporters and cameras, many of them hissing questions. You know, where is Jennifer? What did your client do? And my response is he didn't do anything. He's been charged. We're looking forward to the trial.
It's kind of Twilight Zone, though, because I'm in the center of the spotlight, and so are you. I'll be walking through a restaurant or turn on the TV, and it's you, and there's like 100 cameras.
Yeah, that is Twilight Zone.
Because this is like O.J. Simpson-level cameras.
Yeah, it sort of feels that way. I thought the interest would die.
No, when there's 100 cameras outside your office, that's O.J. Simpson moment.
All right. Well, I mean, I expected the interest level to die down, but if anything, it seems to be increasing. This morning, friends of Jennifer announced that they were supporting new domestic violence legislation as a result of FOTUS' arrest. And my view is that's a massive non sequitur. Shame on you. He hasn't even been tried. There's no.
Well, what it's saying is you're for violence against women. You know, if you don't give us money, I mean, it's piggybacking on something, you know, getting into Sandy Hook, not
right.
my questioning, which I have a right to do, and their misrepresentations of what I've said. But I've seen in the news, the word is it's bigger, that there's $100 million that's been given somehow to the families and people, and I guess there's more.
Well, my understanding is the state's attorney general has looked at charitable giving to Newtown and has identified about $100 million that's flowed into that town as in response to the Sandy Hook shooting. Where it's all gone, what's been done with it is an open question. From my perspective, I wonder how much of it's been siphoned into the attack on you, and I intend to find out as the litigation progresses.
Well, that's my point is leftists come up to me like drunken parrots, and they go, Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook, and they just start screaming it at me. Anywhere I go, I'll shake 20 hands, and one of the people comes up like a parrot, and I just go, Jeffrey Epstein, Hillary Clinton, and then they shut up. But they keep saying, I made my fortune, or I'm all about this thing I barely ever talked about. And then they're always using my name for more publicity.
Yeah.
And then saying, leave us alone. Stop talking about it. Stop it. And I'm like, sending cease and desist letters saying, please stop saying I said this. I didn't say this. And stop saying it in my name. Because republishing it is so evil and so horrible. You're the ones, about the lawyers and people, that are republishing it.
Our goal is to bring you peace of mind as to these cases and to close them out as quickly as possible. The Connecticut Supreme Court has been sitting on the decision that we argued in your case, I think September 26th. So it's going to be 14 weeks, I think, this week or yesterday. One of these days we'll get a decision, and hopefully we can get it back to the trial court and address this with substantive motions. And with any luck, we'll be able to end the case soon.
Well, all these leftists, I've seen them celebrating all of the news. Every time there's some little court thing or a judge says you may have to pay attorney's fees at the end of this, and the attorney's fees are over $100,000 in the last year in this Texas case, and that becomes Jones fine $100,000. That's not what happened. It's all disinfo, not as big as Market Watch and AP saying that I lost the suit for Nobody Died at Sandy Hook book that I didn't write. I'm not in the suit.
No, I hear you. But I understand you did have some authorship in the Holy Bible. Am I right about that?
No, I didn't.
Well, wait a minute. Where did that rumor come from?
Exactly. So I just can't believe how obsessed they are and how they just continue to bring my name up in association with it. It's crazy.
You know, it is crazy. I've not had the prominence that you've had in the national imagination, but from time to time somebody will write a story about me and I'm like, where did that come from? Or if I'm on trial in a case in the newspaper, I don't read the press coverage, because I used to when I was a kid. I'd read it just to see how I was doing, and then I'd look at it and say, that's not even what happened in court yesterday. Now, I don't doubt that reporters are doing their best to get it right, but when it comes to court reporting, the answer is they often are a mile from the truth. And the same is true of your case.
And people know that now, so what's going to happen with this crisis of confidence in the media? Because I don't want it to be so horrible. I don't want them to be so deceptive. They've clearly gotten much, much worse. There's been some big developments in the Jussie Smollett case. We'll talk about that with Norm Pattis straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com.
chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globalists are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power. Well, there you go. That was a fun little thing Darren McGreen put together. Norm Pattis is going to ride shotgun with us in the next hour because he's a big defender of free speech. We have an amazing lady who is one of the top journalists in the Middle East. I mean, she's super famous over there. She was arrested during the coup that Obama and others financed over our allies in Egypt and then put the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. She's going to give us her take on free speech worldwide. I figure you might want to ride shotgun with us for
that. I'd love to hear that, yeah.
But before I get into the Jussie Smollett development, because it ties into the whole surveillance state, just in general, you are a bookstore owner as well, mm-hmm. and I really respect that, because that's going to become more and more precious as big tech's allowed to censor and control and kind of digitally burn information. They can go in with an algorithm and say everything on Google that has Alex Jones's voice can be erased. I said that 10 years ago because they had the technology. Now they're saying they're going to start doing it. Or they hear your voice, they block it. The same technology they can do for music. So it's a very, very dangerous future that's already here. Why do you think the establishment has made the decision, clearly a long time ago, they're just getting to the point now of going operational, to totally use tech to surveil and control in real time? And as Sacha Baron Cohen said, reading an ADL battle plan, they want everything we say on the Internet, a one-hour hold, approved by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. He actually said that, where they're reading what you say and what you do anywhere, even in private messaging they want. He said that. WhatsApp, CNN wants to do that. In live time surveilling you, prior restraint, what do you call that in law?
A decision about whether speech can be published is a prior restraint. Now, when the government does it, it's actually absolutely prohibited. When big tech does it, it's not prohibited yet by the First Amendment. So the discussion we need to have in this country is whether big tech is so large and monopolistic that it becomes quasi-governmental. And I'd say there's a good argument that it is, because we grant them immunity from suit under the Communication Decency Act. So I think that so that's the argument in favor of free speech. You ask why big tech does it? Because they can, and social control is profitable. If they harvest all of your metadata, every click about what you visit, and they apply machine learning to that, and they recognize patterns you may not be aware of, they can predict what you're going to do, and they can control you. And hasn't that been the dream of autocrats everywhere forever?
That's been the Holy Grail.
And now we can actually do it. And so, we each create digital trails that yield the ability to predict what we're going to do next. And with prediction comes control. And, I don't think many people care. It's funny.
They say, I have nothing to hide. Well, then why do you put your wallet in your back pocket so somebody can't get it as easy, or your front pocket? Why do you have walls? Why do you have doors? Why do you wear clothing? Why do you have screens on your windows? Because there's bad things that can come in.
Well, I mean, here's a bad, I shouldn't confess this, but, my wife and I are home over the holidays. We've got Alexa on, whom we rarely use, and we wanted to hear some Christmas music. Alexa, play Christmas music. And I knew damn well that Alexa was listening, and I'd invited this electronic ear into the house. But for the convenience of listening to Christmas carols, I was willing to sacrifice privacy. I think more and more people are seduced by gadgetry and convenience, and they're willing to give it up until they've given up too much, and then it'll be too late.
The other night I was driving home with my wife. We'd been out at a movie, and the babysitter was about to leave. We're hurrying home, and I'm telling her, hey, these phones, these new updates are always turning on, not just when you say, hey, Siri, but at other times. Well, I said, watch this. Start screaming, don't kill me, help. And the phone's sitting right there in the center console of my Dodge vehicle. And she starts screaming and everything, and the thing turns on and is sitting there. And
no.
she absolutely was freaked out.
Well, here's another story. A friend of mine is a psychiatrist, and he tells me that in two recent occasions, he and his patients have discussed some particular topic. Within 24 hours, the patients, in their private sessions with their phones off,
oh, yeah.
The patients got advertisements.
Oh, yeah, that's all absolutely. That's admitted going back at least a decade in terms of service with Samsung TVs.
Yeah.
It says literally, we're going to sell the audio and more to third parties, so watch what you say.
Wow. Well,
it actually says, watch what you say.
Well, I like to say, I was on a radio show not long ago, and I wanted to see if it would work. I don't know if it did, so we were talking about this very topic. And I said, Siri, play Purple Haze. And I don't know how many people got Jimi Hendrix on that day, or whether Siri doesn't listen to the radio. We didn't find
out. No, that's absolutely right. And that's called Siri training, audience training. And where they're actually doing that now with radio and TV, that's why they're now adding on big networks subtones that communicate with it. You ever seen how in Star Wars, made back in the 1970s, how do the robots communicate? Well, that's because they went to engineers and said, I want a robot talk.
Yeah.
So it's a secret world of machines. It turns out all these devices, even down to toasters now, and smart refrigerators, even digital radios, are putting out subaudible tones. And tones that are above audible, and are that way there's not even wireless connections, but they're communicating that way and then transmitting the data compressed to each other, and so that's what they're doing.
That's terrifying. I mean, it's terrifying, but what are we going to do about it? It's almost like it's gone too far. How do you go back?
Well, what does R2 say when he sees something scary? But remember Captain Crunch back in the 70s was able to call into the White House and able to get on the line with Nixon and get through codes and stuff because he could whistle so good off of the the telephone code system. You have a telephone code. Of course, those guys use a phone with codes. They plug into your phone. But you can do it with your voice.
Wow. That's brave new world.
Captain Crunch was the first hacker.
Scary stuff.
We've had him on the show. But again, and I'm not trying to one-up each time you mention something.
No.
I never even thought about them listening to your private conversations with your psychiatrist, but this is what's going on.
I was watching the thing. And it's a scary world. We don't seem to be prepared to stop it at all. We're not making the effort. There is not a sophisticated effort at privacy for privacy right
now. And I do this all the time, too. And they'll put something on screen, I'll like pause. And that's just part of being distracted with television. Isn't it weird to be in a TV studio like this?
Yeah, it is. I'm trying not to watch. I learned a long time ago as a lawyer, never read your own press. And now I'm learning sitting with you, never look at yourself on the screen because you're thinking, man, he looks so much better than I do. It's just not fair.
Oh, yeah, right. The marathon runner over here. This guy's mean. Let me tell you. There you go. Early hackers use whistles from Captain Crunch cereal boxes. And the guy that taught him how to do it got the nickname Captain Crunch. But
wow.
I know new listeners, they'll like Young Turks and CNN play clips of me saying this and go, look how crazy he is. He says there's animal-human clones in China.
The ability to take a snippet and make it into the whole presentation of a person is just plain wrong. And I'm not, one of the things I like most about coming out to see you, candidly, is the ride in the cab from the airport to the hotel, because I get to talk to a real person who's not mediated by electronic chatter, who's not an adversary in a courtroom, and I get to find out what people are thinking about, what's life on the street. Well, how often do you get to just go and shake the hand of a stranger and say, how are you doing today?
Where Trump is obsessed with real contact with real people, and that's the difference between America and Europe, where it was all about royalty. Alan Senator Tocqueville wrote about that. Mm-hmm. It was about realizing that real innovation and stuff comes from the grassroots. And when you celebrate the grassroots, it makes it even more powerful and makes it more vibrant. But everything today is about suppressing the grassroots and programming us with Hollywood garbage. You know, I go out all the time and, I take security with me if I'm going into what I call a blue zone. Any leftist area, any zombie infested area, downtown Austin, Congress Street, I still go to those zones. I do usually take a security person with me.
Wow.
It's just something that has to be done. But most areas, people love InfoWars. So the enemy propaganda to hate us has not worked.
It's funny you should mention that. I remember being out with you one evening at a local eatery, and you stopped to talk to some people, and they were smiling. And all of a sudden, the temperature level began to rise. And they weren't smiling because they liked you. They were smiling because they were telling you off. And they were wishing harm to your family. And I was like, really? This is Saturday night?
And yeah, I was walking by, and I shook the hands of some listeners.
Right.
And then somebody goes, I hope you die.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
that. Because they're trying to provoke me. And then they all got their camera waiting because they all plan it.
But here's the funny thing. You had that confrontation, and the thought occurred to me, do I want to get in a fist fight in Austin? And I thought, well, okay. But then when it was over and you disengaged, they sat there looking smug, but everybody in the restaurant, everybody else clapped for you, not for them. So keep doing what you're doing.
I remember that, yeah.
I remember it very well. It was the night that I knew I was being retained in the Dulos case. You and I talked about that, and we're leaving, and I'm thinking, do I really want to spend the night in an Austin jail? And
you think I was measured enough, though, when I got threatened my family? F you and your family.
You know, here's what I would tell you. I'd said it already today.
Wait, back in 70 seconds, then we'll hit the Smollett news. And we got other guests joining us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.